All right. It's time for kind of the lake part of the fishing report. We talked about rivers. It's so warm. Leaf was saying how it starts out warm in the day. He's been fishing with dry flies pretty much first off in the morning, right?
Yeah, you know, I've been starting with dry flies, you know, by 9 o'clock in the morning. There's no reason to spend your time building a nymph system when it just, they're going to go after your indicator half the time.
Yeah.
So just go ahead and start right out with some Chernobyl stimulators, any of those hopper patterns. And remember, twitch and skate and start out with a standard dead drift. Really close to the rocks. Give it one quick mend so it's just 6, you know, to 10 inches off the rocks. Work it through and then pick up your line, skate twitch it through the end of the swing there, and that should produce a fish for you.
All right. So, and then the other thing I wanted to ask you about, I mean, we may see some cool weather if some thunderstorms or clouds blow through. That'll that'll change things on the river a little bit. But some high mountain lakes, I'm sure there's some good fishing up there.
Oh, man, you bet. You know, keep your eye on the weather reports, especially if you're heading into the mountains. It could get even worse up there than it might get down here.
Yeah.
But at this time of year, when it's this warm and it's had a little opportunity to thaw out there, I really like to try to get into some of these high mountain lakes.
So what are some of the ones, we've talked about a few in the past, but I think maybe you wanted to bring up a few names of lakes that we haven't talked about in a while.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I know we mentioned it last year, but one of the first things I like to do is head up to Tiffany Lakes, and they're really, really fun lakes, kind of both different in their own right. And the lower lake is big and nice, and really, you know, it can be cast on from the shore, and it's got multiple viewing points, picnic places, and campsites. Can be very buggy. This time of the year should be okay. Should have a good wildflower bloom up there. The lower lake is populated with wild brook trout. You know, most of them are average 8 to 10, but nice chunky fish, some smaller ones too. Very nice color to those fish. But the cutthroat, a little further and fewer in between, but also a little bit bigger. I would recommend, if you're really getting serious about fishing that lake, pack your float tube in. It's only like, you know, I don't know if it's a mile, maybe a little more or less, downhill on the way in, actually. So it's easy to get your tube in there and kick around, take a full sink, Green Lake leech or a damsel pattern, and you should clean up pretty good on the ledge of that lake, right there where it drops to off the flats into the deeper water. I recommend, if you're there and you're a hardy hiker, though, and you want a little bit more of a challenge, you want to check out a little bit more of the area there, look on your Green Trails map that you can get at most any of the stores around here and find Upper Tiffany Lake. You'll find just, I think it's to the southeast of there, up in a little tarn above Upper Tiffany. You just go to the other end of Upper Tiffany, basically, across and up, and you'll find a basin up in there that's got a great little lake with really fun fishing. Every cast, you know, probably 12 to 14 inch cutthroat right now, and it's something I try to do every year. And now, either on your way in or out of Tiffany, definitely stop by Rogers Lake. It's a small lake there and some marshes just below Freeze Out Pass, and it can also produce some nice fish. If you're in for a longer hike, head up to Varden Lake. You'll find that located on the Cedar Creek Trail, and it's almost an immediate offshoot, a small trail that breaks up to your right off of the Cedar Creek Trail. It's about 6.5-7 miles to Mudhole Lake, and then you're going to leave the trail, head up about 900 feet over a small saddle there, and then comes the challenge. It's about 1,200 feet probably down into the lake, and you're going to want to kind of employ a crab walk, kind of butt slide down and to the left. Just take your time. You can get down that thing without ropes, for sure. Just, you know, be smart about it and be careful. But you will find some incredible fishing in there, and the only triploided West Slope cutthroat that I know of.
Really?
Yeah, kind of an interesting addition up there. And by this year, oh gosh, I estimate they should probably be anywhere from 10 to 13 inches. I guess they'd probably be in there, probably real footballs, because I've tried to filter water out of that lake before, and I need to scrape my water filter like every other pump because there's so many bugs.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a neat little lake, relatively shallow. I'd say it's probably average 10 to 15 feet deep with a really silty bottom from all the avalanche deposits, but it must just have a good amount of percolation and water fed into it, because I've never really seen a winter kill up there. And it's a beautiful lake. The rocks look more like something out of the Sierra Nevadas.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that's that should keep you busy. That should stretch your legs. And, you know, if you somehow get enough hours in on the river, like I say, head out to any of those locations. Always check in with the ranger station or check your Green Trails map if you have any questions on any of these things. But if you need any gear, poles, flies, or any of the above, head into the Mount Gardner Inn's Fly Fisherman's Pro Shop, and you can get any of that stuff there or at their satellite location at the Carlton General Store. Everybody, stay cool, stay wet, have fun, fish on.